God invites us into a relationship with Him, and that relationship grows through our prayer. On our end, we can make prayer pretty difficult at times. Most of us struggle to make the time to pray. All of us get distracted when we pray. Often when things don't turn out the way we want, we get frustrated and we think that God must not be listening or doesn't want to help us. Sometimes we don't really know how to pray. We might know the Our Father and the Hail Mary prayers, and we know we should be at Mass, but beyond that, prayer is mainly a list of things we need or simply a way to calm down. One of my brothers has been away from the church for many years. He's gotten into Buddhist meditation at times. And he is not Buddhist, but uses some of the meditation practices. His practice of that meditation has helped him at times with anxiety, but it has not helped him in his relationship with God. In different forms of Eastern spirituality and meditation, the focus is on self-awareness and then a letting go into a sense of nothingness. And that can be peaceful and stress-reducing. It's very different, though, from Christian prayer. And so we need to be careful so that those practices don't distort our understanding of God. Christian prayer is not meant to be focused on ourselves, nor does it have a goal of nothingness. Just the opposite. Christian prayer is focused not on me, but on God, who is the fullness of being. Christian prayer takes away the focus from myself and moves my focus to God. It's an understanding God as Trinity, as three persons united in one substance, one being, that we understand who God is and what God is like. It's an understanding what God is like that we learn how to pray. God is a being, a person, not just some abstract concept. God is not a vending machine where we put in the right number of prayers to get out what we want. God is a person, three persons. And so prayer is about a relationship with someone, with three divine persons. And that someone, God, shows us what relationships are meant to be. The Father and the Son love each other fully. They share everything with each other. They are one with each other. The fruit of that love is the Holy Spirit, and they invite us into their relationship with love through the Holy Spirit. And that nature of God is the basis of what Christian marriage is meant to be. Prayer, then, is entering into those relationships of the Trinity. Prayer brings us into the community of love that is God. Prayer is about spending time in God's presence. In prayer, we know the Father's love. In prayer, the Son, Jesus, forms our minds and hearts to be like His own. In prayer, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can more fully enter into the life of God. Rather than focusing on ourselves or what we want, prayer then is about entering into relationship with those three persons who are love itself. Prayer is spending time with God and simply allowing the Father to love us. Prayer is about allowing Jesus to change us, to let go of our self-centeredness so that we can learn how to love self-sacrificially. Prayer is about knowing how much the Holy Spirit wants to help us to enter into that relationship of God's divine love. There is no one way to pray. True prayer, though, must be done in God's presence. True prayer helps us to focus not on ourselves, but on God. True prayer begins with God. And sometimes that may mean pouring our hearts out to God. At other times, that might be simply coming here to church and sitting quietly in the presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. We might not say a word, either out loud or in our heads. As I've grown in my prayer over time, I've come to appreciate more and more how important it is to simply spend time with God. I've grown in seeing the difference between meditation and calming myself down and actually allowing God to change me. I'm far from perfect in that regard. I do know, though, how much God wants to spend time and help me know how present He is to me, how much He is very real, how much He wants to draw me into the community of His perfect love. Our Catholic Christian faith is so awesome. Through the sacraments, God makes us more and more like Himself. And the Lord invites us today to receive His very body and blood, and so enter into the life of the Trinity. God will also invite us each day this week to pray, to enter into more deeply the relationship of love that is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's take Him up on that invitation.